And we're back, yes, somehow still on the air, for part two of the Scott and Val Save the Universe show. The only program brave enough to tackle cosmic chaos, armed with opinions, questionable logic, and absolutely no official clearance. If the universe is saved today, it'll be by accident. Strap in, lower your expectations. Let's carry on.
And we're back, and I'm going to apologize to Alan. I was queuing up your weather intro, and I hit delete.
Oh, no.
Thanks, buddy.
So sorry. Alan's got a very, very cool weather intro, and I will just do it. The one and only Alan Milani and his whacked out weather. It is our 13th show, you know.
Coming in subpar again.
Yes. Thank you for pointing that out. Excellent job.
It's my job.
All right. So I know where you are stuck as you get into weather today. You guys have a beautiful day in Eastern Washington today, don't you?
It is a gorgeous day so far, my friend.
Oh, man. I opened up the web cameras for Chihuahua as I was logging into the radio station, and I could see the beautiful skies coming your way and the beautiful temperatures. So,
Did you see that bright orange orb in the sun?
Yeah, what was that? We don't have that in Maine.
We're not sure. We think possibly the moon is on fire.
Oh, well, we have a black hole here.
Well, nice. I don't know about everywhere else, but right where our house is, we live in a wind tunnel. So it is so windy here this morning. So I don't know how warm it's going to feel, but you can look out the window and pretend.
That'll probably keep me off of the e-bike today.
It's outside that's windy, Alan.
Yeah, I won't be getting on the e-bike.
All right. That's why they call them two shoes.
Yeah. I prefer something a little more solid.
All right. What do you got for us today, Alan?
Oh, are you ready?
Yeah, I am.
Let's kick things off in the Pac Northwest, where the weather continues its long-term relationship with clouds and refuses to define the relationship. From eastern Washington through Idaho and into western Montana, expect a classic spring mix, scattered showers, some mountain snow, and temperatures hovering in the 40s and 50s. Not cold enough for winter, not warm enough for happiness. Basically, the meteorological version of Scott committing to plans. Yeah, Scott, we're still waiting on that. I'll let you know.
Mm-hmm. It's coming.
Moving into California, things calm down a bit. Northern California hangs on to a few showers early, but central and southern parts are looking drier with mild temps in the 60s and 70s. Translation, Los Angeles will once again be insufferably perfect while everyone else deals with actual weather. Across the Rockies and into the plains, things get spicy. A developing system will bring gusty winds and scattered rain midweek, with thunderstorms firing up across parts of the central and southern plains by Thursday into Friday. Some of these could turn strong, think heavy rain, hail, and wind. So if you're traveling through Oklahoma or Texas, keep an eye out for storms, and maybe don't take weather advice from Val, who still thinks partly cloudy is a personal trait.
Yes. Only when I have that cloud hanging over my head.
Right. Why would today be different? All right. The Midwest and Great Lakes get a bit of a roller coaster. Cooler temps early in the week, then a gradual warm up into the 50s and 60s by the weekend, with off and on showers as systems slide through. Nothing too wild, but enough to keep your umbrella emotionally confused. Heading into the Northeast, expect a chilly start with temps in the 40s and some brisk winds, then moderating into the 50s and even low 60s by the weekend. A few scattered showers pop in and out, but nothing that screams cancel your plans, more like mild inconvenience, which coincidentally is also how Val describes Scott.
Mild inconvenience? I'm her brother.
We love you, Scott.
And a major annoyance.
Wow.
Yeah, shut up, Wesley.
Tell us how you really feel.
First time I've got to shut up Wesley in a long time.
That is. You deserve it. Good one.
Sorry, Alan.
That's all right. Down in the southeast, it's a wetter story. Florida and the Gulf Coast see periods of rain and storms early in the week, thanks to a passing front with warmer, more humid conditions. Building back in by the weekend, highs climb into the 70s and 80s. Basically, summer's knocking, and it's not asking permission. Wrapping up out west again for the weekend, conditions settle a bit through the northwest. Keep some clouds and light showers around, because of course it does. The rest of the country trends milder, with spring trying to act like spring.
All right.
That's it nationally, folks.
All right. I've got some sound effects if you brought some space news.
I have, my friend. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Space news with Alan Maloney. Space weather.
This sounds more like a battle. But over on Neptune, it's a brisk minus 350 degrees with sustained winds over 1,200 miles per hour. So breezy. Expect methane clouds, violent storms, and absolutely no chance of Scott showing up on time, because even light travels slower out there than his response time to text. And Val, good news, you finally found a place where your hair won't frizz. Bad news, it freezes instantly.
1,200 miles an hour in a methane cloud sounds like Val's house.
Sounds like
a mild temperature.
I just
told you I'm in a wind tunnel.
Yes, you are.
Didn't know it was that kind, though.
Well, that's your national forecast.
All right.
Mild, messy, and just unstable enough to keep things interesting, kind of like this show.
Yeah.
Stay safe, stay dry, and remember, if your weekend plans fall apart, just blame the weather or Scott.
All right. Very good job. The one, the only Alan Maloney. And have you been watching your spins on these weather forecasts?
I have seen them. I don't like looking at myself.
Yeah, but it's impressive. So I tried to get them up by the afternoon after the show, yours and Nigel's, because they're dated, but and keep them up on top for about 3 days. And I'm really impressed. Good job, Alan.
Thank you, my friend. Right. Yeah, I don't get to see the numbers. You'll have to tell me.
I think your weather forecast like 400 times last week, but that's pretty big.
Wow.
You know, for coming out of Chuila.
I would have been happy with 7 or 8.
Yeah. So that's enough to keep doing it, right?
Yeah.
That's what I tell Val. 6 people watched today.
It's all Brenda.
It's Brenda on 5 different phones to make us feel good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brenda.
All right. Big round of applause, Alan Maloney. Thank you so much for coming today, Alan.
Thanks, guys. All right. We'll see you next week.
Sounds good. All right. Scott and Val continue. We'll give Alan a second to flip that out of the room, and we will switch back to the right screen. There we go. And we are moving on to celebrity birthdays. And Val, would you be interested in kicking that off for us today? Maybe just a few of your favorites. I know there was a lot.
All right, Jackie Chan, 72 years old. Everybody knows Jackie, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Russell Crowe, 62. I thought he was older, just, you know, if we're going to be completely honest in that.
He's not aging well. I've seen him in a few movies. He's not like, you know, most of the actors, as they get older, they try to stay in shape so they can keep getting it. He's just letting himself go like me.
His 62 makes my 62 look good.
Yeah.
All right. We have Bill Bellamy, 61 years old today. We'll go with Ed Spellers, is an actor from Downton Abbey, is 38 today. Anna Maria is 35. She's a singer. And then who else do we have here that looks really interesting? Billie Holiday.
Okay.
From would have been, it doesn't say how old today, but it was his birthday. He was the jazz singer who passed away in 1959. Francis Ford Coppola, 87, film director. And let's go with Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, who passed in 1998. She was a journalist and an environmentalist.
All right. Roll through some quick history for you so you know about today. 1795 is where we'll start, when France adopted the meter as the basic measure of length. 1827, John Walker, an English chemist, sold the first striking match.
Oh.
Yeah. 1860, Will Kellogg, born in Battle Creek, Michigan. Will's physician brother, John, developed cornflakes and other cereals to serve patients at his mental hospital, and Will founded the Kellogg Company to market the cereals way back in 1860.
Wow. And breakfast has never been the same.
And you know what's funny about Frosted Flakes? They taste like they're from 1860. 1864. Were you going to say, you have one, did you?
I was just going to say, yeah, and if you eat them all the time, you probably will be a patient at a mental hospital. What it does to your brain.
Yeah, it's all sugar. All right, to raise money for charity, the first camel race in America was held in Sacramento the year 1864. And we've got camel wrestling coming up today in Odd News. I'm not joking. Camel wrestling. Now, is it a man wrestling a camel or a camel wrestling a camel?
You'll soon to find out.
Yes. All right. 1970, actor John Wayne received an Oscar for the best actor for his role in True Grit. 1999, Israeli couple was hospitalized for fatigue after kissing in Tel Aviv for 30 hours and 45 minutes. Doror Opaz and Carmen Tubera set a world record and won a trip around the world. I was the stand-in. You need me to kiss her for a few minutes while you take a break? It doesn't work so good at clubs. I've tried it. Saying.
Oh, just saying.
Can I dance with your date? U.S. troops.
Can I punch you in the face?
Yes. 2003, U.S. troops captured Baghdad. Saddam Hussein's regime fell 2 days later. 2006, Osaka, Japan. Man found unlocked door in a university building. Saw a perfect opportunity to pull off a burglary. Or so he thought. He entered the darkened room and suddenly the light switched down and he found himself face to face, Val, with a huge sumo wrestler.
Ooh.
Yes, but there wasn't just one sumo, but 12. 12. He tried to rob a sumo dormitory. Good job.
I'm glad that was the final line because I was like, why are 12 sumo wrestlers in a room in the dark?
They saw him coming, I think. They must have knew he was, you know.
Well, maybe it was their dormitory. They were probably sleeping, but still, I was like, what?
12 really big sumo wrestlers.
Surprise, surprise!
Do you like pancakes?
Oh.
I hope you like pancakes. 2016, longest ever captured python found in Malaysia, 26 feet.
Ooh, that'd be scary.
Yeah, I could eat like four of me. All right. 2021 record-breaking price of $3.25 million was paid for a comic book, Action Comics number one, which introduced Superman.
Wow.
All right. Goofy holidays. Let's go back and forth on these, Val. You're going to be happy to know. It is National No Housework Day, ladies, a day dedicated to ignoring chores and relaxing. And the reason why I said ladies is because I'm a dude. I don't do housework. And I'm single, so figure it out.
I celebrate that day at least once a week, I think.
Once a week, all right. Day for you again.
Oh, today is what's that?
A day for you again.
Again. It's National Beer Day, celebrated on this day to mark the 1933 legalization of beer in the U.S.
And you were there, right, Val?
I was.
She just had her birthday. All right. International Beaver Day, a day to celebrate these environmental engineers.
Oh, what do you eat when you're drinking that beer? It's National Coffee Cake Day, a delicious day to enjoy a slice of coffee cake. I call it beer cake.
Beer cake. We have beer cake. International Snail Papers Day.
I'm not drinking coffee. Go ahead.
It's all right. Snail Papers Day. Do you know what a snail paper is?
I had no idea what a snail paper. Oh, like an old-fashioned newspaper?
Yeah. Sorry, Jared. It's a newspaper. That's just cruel. It is International Snail Paper Day, though. Metric System Day. What's the last one, Val?
National Making the First Move Day, Scott, encouraging taking initiative in relationships or business. Make the first move.
Right now, I'd like to ask you about Tiny Comb.
Tiny Comb. Tiny Comb. Tiny Comb.
For all your hair, you just can't bear.
I forgot to hit Alan with that.
Tiny comb in your underwear. Tiny comb for me. Tiny comb for you.
Tiny comb.
It for women, too.
So I had this bit I was going to do today. So small. I had this bit I was going to do today when Alan came on and when Ken came on this morning, because they're both going bald. At the end of it, I was going to ask him if they heard about Tiny Comb. And I forgot. Oh, that would have been so good, because I know they both watched it. So that would have been like the perfect insult. And I blew it, Val.
Well, what I was thinking when you played the Tiny Comb commercial for the first time, is didn't you used to write all sorts of commercials back in the day? Didn't you have one for like something that smelled like tire rubber or something? A candle that smelled like tire rubber?
Yeah, and I had a whole line of things that smelled like other things. And one of them was a perfume by GM called Eau de Toilette. And it was made for women that like to attract guys. And it's like, I remember one of the lines in there's, you can dress in a vinyl seat cover, or you can try new General Motors Eau de Toilette. Comes in three distinct flavors or scents, I should say. And it was Cadillac, Corvette, and for those nights you don't care who you go home with, Chevette. So I'll dig those out someday. But you know, it's when you listen to something you did 10, 15 years ago when I first started the radio station, you listen to some of those funny commercials, they don't age well. You know, it's like they need to be freshened, that kind of stuff. And speaking of needing to be freshened, Val, there's one guy that needs to be freshened more than most. And here he comes.
Ladies and gentlemen, the show that goes nowhere yet somehow everywhere is about to astound you again. Live from the tropical country of Belize, it's your RFN entertainment guy, Joe.
What?
Joe Walls.
Joe Walczynski.
No?
Walzinski.
Close to Doc, then?
It's time for Ski by the Sea from Scott and Val. Save the universe.
And a big welcome to the Scott and Val Save the Universe show to Joe Walczynski. Good morning, hey. Joe.
Hey, good morning. I gotta send this text back. Hang on a second. I will destroy you and your family, Sven. I tell you, my book club is just, it's getting out of hand. Some of the ideas they have, it's just crazy. I don't know. Hey, good morning, everybody. How you doing?
Good, good. Before you get into entertainment news, I got a question for you, Joe.
Yes.
Have you heard about Tiny Comb?
Tiny Comb. I don't need Tiny Comb.
It looks like you could use one, I'm pretty sure.
Nope.
Okay.
So I have a great show
today.
They're
great for beards.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I have other things.
Tiny Comb.
Oh, there. He uses his back scratcher for his beard. That's perfect.
Anyway, so I have a great show today.
Oh, excellent.
If you guys will let me go. It's a special. So what I have today is a special guest celebrity. For those listening on the radio, Joe is holding up a sign that is very nice looking that says special guest celebrity. I'm excited.
I was
ladies
trying to
and gentlemen,
figure out whether celebrity was spelled right.
I don't think it was.
You know, with the prices you guys pay, it doesn't matter. Anyway, I would like to welcome our guest, Valerie Hunter, to the show.
Excellent.
Good morning, Val. How are you doing today?
I am doing great, Joe.
So from what I understand, you are you have a new show called Scott and Val Save the Universe.
I do, and it is just taking off. This is episode 13 today.
13. Oh, it's still on. That's great. Tell us about the show.
Well, on our show, we feature Ski by the Sea, who gives us our entertainment news.
Oh.
He is probably, the drunkest of the bunch. And
not yet, but wait until noon.
Oh.
Okay, so What kind of challenges are there having your own show?
Well, you know, when I carry all the weight, it can sometimes get exhausting. But, you know, yes. I'm getting used to it. I'm building up my stamina.
Oh, that's good.
So, yeah, yeah.
Coffee, but, coffee in the morning.
Exactly. Coffee, tea. You just put a tea bag in your coffee cup, make it look like that's what you're drinking.
And I guess sometimes you just have to tell yourself, he's my brother. He's my brother. He's my brother.
He's my brother.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes,
we
yes,
were
yes.
raised by the same parents. So, you know.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
We had parents.
Yeah.
So that goes to my next question. How is it working with Scott?
Working with Scott, you know what? I couldn't ask for a better co-host because we laugh at the same jokes. So no matter what anybody else thinks, we think we're funny.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is what is important.
Yes, it's very important.
Have you heard about Tiny Cole?
So your show has different segments. What are those? Tell our audience about those segments.
Well, we have several segments. We do future news, which is all about the year 2056. We have odd news, which is all about the craziest people in the world. We have weather with Alan Two Shoes Milani. We have panic time with Ken Owens. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, Ski by the Sea with Joe Wolzinski.
Oh, okay. So, I hear something. So, what is your favorite segment?
Oh, you know, whichever one I'm in.
But of course. So,
good answer. You know, wow.
The title of your show is Paul and Val Save the Universe. How do you plan on saving the universe?
You know, just by bringing joy to people, one laugh, stupid saying, goofy holiday, interesting guest at a time.
So do you have a plan on when you're going to start doing this?
Episode 26?
In about 5 minutes.
Episode 26. You do have until 2056.
Okay.
So here's a deep question. Do you think...
that you've had time enough to drink?
No, never. Time travel is possible?
I do think time travel is possible. And I think if we could travel back in time, well, no, I'm not going to say that. I don't think it's appropriate for the air. But I do believe that time travel is possible. And I think there's some compelling evidence for it.
Oh, and what is that evidence?
I don't know right now, but it is compelling.
Oh, okay. That's compelling answer that you have there.
I can tell you one thing, that if Val could go back in time, she would take out fascists.
Okay. Well, and that was
pretty
my
sure.
next question.
Pretty
so,
sure.
I was just thinking, I can say it maybe in this way. I was thinking that if I could go back in time, I would hand something very important to Trump's dad.
Ah, okay. So I guess that would be, what would you change?
Birth control.
Get rid of that question.
Yeah, exactly. Birth control.
I don't have a pen. Okay. So thank you. Well, thank you. Let's give our guest a big hand.
Yay, Val!
And we're gonna give her three pineapple stirry.
She can use
today.
Those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. I need those.
And then,
yeah, they'd come in handy.
My last question is, where do 12 naked sumo wrestlers sleep?
Wherever they want?
Yes. Well, as you can see, I have matters pressing, and yes.
All right.
It was great talking to you. Next week, I'll talk to,
Paul.
I don't know, there's that Scott guy, but I mean, does anybody really want him to be a guest star on a show? I don't know. Anyway,
there
all
you
right.
Go. All right. There you go. Joe Wolzinski, the back scratcher.
Tiny cones. Not just for the upper part of the body.
You can use that back scratcher anywhere. That's why I change the camera often. All right. We continue on with our show. We've got some more good stuff to go. We've got Nigel lying ahead for us with today's sports report. And Val, I know you kind of like these. Today, it's another round of odd sports from around the globe. So these are pretty fun. Remember, I think it was a couple weeks ago when we had competitive ironing?
Yes.
Almost just as good. All right. Me and my sister are going to do some stuff that's maybe not that funny unless we can make fun of the bad ideas. But we are going to go ahead and roll out a few headlines with Headlines News. And Val, would you like to start off with the national story on student loans?
Yes, the U.S. Department of Education announced Friday in Washington, D.C., it will revise federal student loan repayment programs. Officials say millions of borrowers will see adjusted monthly payments starting this summer as part of an effort to reduce default rates. The agency says the change comes after rising delinquency numbers and will be implemented by recalculating income-based plans through updated federal data systems.
This has got to be kind of scary if you've got some student loans lingering out there, because the administration, you know, the whole Doge thing of, you know, purging of the national deficit, it didn't go very well. So I'd be really scared at what they're going to do with student loans, because it doesn't seem they care who the bad decisions affect, especially
if
you're poor.
And the whole thing. Yeah, Doge was supposed to find all this waste, fraud, and abuse, but meanwhile, the deficit has gone up $4 trillion. Since the new presidency.
Did you see the kids? I call them kids because they're in their 20s, that they were that Congress was interviewing about their work with Doge. And they got on to this one kid who was watching it on C-SPAN, and he gets really defensive. And he says, "We were doing the good work to rid America of its national debt." And the congressman asked the kid, he says, "Did you actually reduce any of the U.S. debt? And if so, how much?" And he said, "Yeah, we didn't reduce anything." And I was like, but he got all mad when they questioned, you know, his abilities. So
the only thing they reduced was the stock prices of Tesla.
Global shipping companies are continuing to reroute vessels away from the Red Sea this week due to ongoing security threats. Major carriers say ships are instead traveling around the southern tip of Africa, which is always fun. Adds 14 days to delivery time, so your package is going to be late. Analysts say the disruption is driven by regional conflict risks and is an increasing fuel cost, which will raise our prices even more. Still happy about how you voted? I can guarantee you, if that lady was president, none of this would be going on. Guarantee it.
No, no. She was supposed to get us into all sorts of foreign wars.
Oopsie.
Oh, technology experts in San Francisco reported this week a surge in scams using AI-generated voice cloning. Researchers say criminals are using short audio clips to mimic real people and request money or sensitive information. Regulators are now calling for stricter safeguards, while companies are developing detection tools to identify synthetic audio before it can be misused.
It gets scarier and scarier. Don't forget that announcement we did at the beginning of the show, too, that hackers infiltrated Meta AI and are impersonating Meta AI. So be careful out there.
Right. And I think, you know, the more you're on the radio like us, that the more audio clips there are out there for people to mess with. So just know, if somebody calls and said I was kidnapped, that's why I eat more cake, because it's really hard to kidnap a larger person. So don't buy it.
I shouldn't have lost that weight this winter.
That's right.
The problem is now I can fit in a trunk. Before I couldn't. All right. Where do we go? Scientists, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, said Monday that increased solar flare activity could impact Earth in the next few days. Ooh, this is space news, Val. Agency warns possible disruption to GPS communications and power systems if geomagnetic storms strengthen at all. Researchers say the activity is tied to the sun's current cycle peak and are monitoring the conditions using satellite data, which might not work if they get blasted by the sun.
True.
How's that satellite data working?
No kidding. Public health officials confirmed new measles outbreaks in multiple U.S. states this week, with clusters linked to areas of low vaccination coverage. Oh, imagine that. The Centers for Disease Control say that the highly contagious virus is spreading through community exposure. Officials are urging vaccinations and rapid response measures, including contact tracing and isolation, to prevent further spread.
RFK took to the news and said this. It's all my fault. That wasn't a very good one.
He would never, ever say that.
You're right. Researchers and I lied. During the news.
What I find interesting is that do they not make the correlation in those places with lower vaccine coverage that, oh, look, our areas are getting more cases of these and make the correlation and change their opinions?
Yeah, no? I don't think because the whole, you know, the whole thing about the, and I'm sure there's probably a bad vaccine out there somewhere. You know, I'm sure there's been mistakes and stuff, but that whole thing about it has just gone to ridiculous levels. So I was on a dating site and you know, I'm looking for the girls that lean left and there was one on there. And at the end of the thing, and I've seen this a lot of times, but usually it's conservatives. They say they will not date you if you've been vaccinated.
What?
Yeah, I see it all the time. And I'm like, what kind of idiot are you? And right there, it's like, oh, good.
I belong to this Facebook page that has, it's kind of an older women's group, right? And somebody had talked about, you know, wanting to start GLP-1 medication. And of course, there's some troll on there that goes, what if they invented the GLP-1s to catch all the people that COVID didn't get, right?
God.
And I was just like, oh, my gosh, you know.
Take an IQ
test. I couldn't
help
myself. My response was, what if they created the COVID test and the GLP-1 drugs to save people's lives?
No, they wouldn't do that. Well... Yeah.
And I basically said, and some people are too stubborn to believe in science.
Now, this dating site, though, I was talking about, and this gal, I could understand it if she was of childbearing age, maybe. And they don't want to be with somebody vaccinated because they think maybe it messes with our Gen X. I could understand that, but she wasn't even a childbearing age. So what's a problem with dating someone that has been vaccinated? You're going to be corrupted by my vaccine? Okay.
Yes. He kisses you and gets some of that saliva in her mouth.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, she's got COVID and obesity.
I still love the day the guy said, begged me not to get the COVID shot. And I said, because it had a chip in it. And I said, I hope it's XP. Because that's the only operating system that worked.
I had somebody I know ask me if I thought it made people magnetized people. And I was like, it was such a stupid question that I told Brad, next time I'm with her and I walk by a metal building, I'm going to throw myself up against it.
Get a spatula. All right. Here's some good news, Val. You ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
Researchers in Sweden announced new findings this month showing a blood test may detect Alzheimer's disease years before symptoms appear. I need this right now. Scientists say the test identifies specific biomarkers linked to brain changes, allowing earlier diagnosis and treatment planning. Research is moving toward broader clinical trials to confirm accuracy across larger populations. But some very good news.
That is great news.
All right. And one more good news story.
One more. A community solar initiative in Minnesota expanded this week, allowing hundreds of low-income households to access renewable energy at reduced costs. Local officials say the program works by sharing power generated from a central solar array, lowering monthly utility bills. Organizers say the effort aims to make clean energy more affordable while reducing overall carbon emissions.
They have that program here in Maine. All sorts of commercials and ads for it. And I know a lot of people are joining it just because power prices are getting so expensive. And then they've changed the rules on solar. Like the power companies no longer have to buy it back. And I'm not sure which president did that, but shame on them. That was a good thing for people with the excess power had to be purchased. But all right, those are a look at headlines. Of a round of applause for me and my sister just because we're here. And I felt like pressing another button. I've got a good button to go, though. Are you ready for this?
Ooh,
all right.
I'm ready.
All right. It is time for our AI sports reporter. You know, we were talking about Alan and how I was really impressed with the numbers on the videos from his weather. I think it was the week before last. Nigel beat us all in spins with sports. I mean, this show, he got more spins than the entire show. And all all of our guests too, you know, the little clips I cut.
Wow.
So I guess we say way to go, Nigel. And
I
here's
pat him on the back, but he has no back.
Well, sometimes he does. Virtual back. All right. Our AI. Yeah. Back talk. Our AI sports announcer, Nigel Wobbleton Teacup the fourth.
Hello once more, lovers of athletic dignity, which you will not find here. It's time for post-game therapy and the world's oddest sports part three. I am Nigel Wobbleton Teacup the fourth, and we continue our exploration of sports that began as either a dare, a misunderstanding, or a pub bet that spiraled out of control. Brace yourselves. First, shin kicking from England. We return proudly to Britain, where common sense once again took the afternoon off. Shin kicking is exactly what it sounds like. Two competitors grasp each other by the shoulders and attempt to kick the living daylights out of the opponent's shins until one falls over. Historically, participants stuffed straw into their trousers for protection. Modern rules allow padding, which is comforting, because nothing screams sporting integrity like mutual lower leg assault in a field. It is part martial art, part K-pop dancing gone wrong. Number two, Hornison from Switzerland. Imagine baseball. Now replace the ball with a small projectile called a nose, which is launched at terrifying speed using a flexible rod. The opposing team attempts to swat the nose out of the sky using large paddle boards. If they fail, it could travel over 300 meters. It looks like a medieval farming accident was organized professionally. Swiss precision meets mind your head, mate. Number three, camel wrestling in Turkey. Yes, camels wrestling each other. Who would watch this? In part of Turkey, male camels compete by attempting to wrestle one another to the ground during mating season. Handlers are present. Referees are present. The camels are very much present. The objective is to get the opponent to retreat or collapse. It is large. It is loud. It is not remotely subtle. You haven't lived until you've seen 1,500 pounds of stubbornness argue and spit in a sand pit. Finishing off our foursome of fun with lighter fluid and some matches. Fireball soccer, Indonesia. In certain Indonesian festivals, football is played with a coconut soaked in fuel and set alight. Yes, on purpose. Players compete barefoot because clearly risk assessment was optional that day. It is visually spectacular. It is wildly dangerous. It is the only sport where they put the ball out at half time. So let's wrap up, shall we? What have we learned this week? That sport does not require a stadium, only commitment, questionable judgment, and occasionally flame retardant trousers. I'm Nigel Wobbleton Teacup the fourth, reminding you that athletic excellence comes in many forms, some noble, some baffling, from shin combat to flaming football. Could we add even more danger next time? Most certainly.
There you go, Nigel, with our RFN Sports for today. Nigel, have I talked to you about Tiny Comb? Okay, there's somebody that does not need the tiny comb. All right, just minutes away from today's odd news. Val, I see this as a question before that people ask other people on TV, and I was curious if I asked you the question, what your answer would be. What is your useless superpower?
Oh, all of mine are very useful.
Okay.
So.
Well, what is your strange superpower?
My strange superpower. Oh, gosh. Do I have one? My strange superpower is the awesome, tasty, beautiful rolls I make. That's my superpower.
Making rolls is your superpower. Okay. I thought it'd be something more. Yeah. Like mine is my nose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If you're trying to find something that has a scent, I can find it. I'm like a dog.
I can. I can do that too. I do have. Yeah.
Well, I wonder.
Brad has superior hearing. I have superior smelling.
So I wonder if it's our DNA, since we're brother and sister. Let's scoot closer to the cameras. Look at the size of our noses. That's why we smell so well. Oh, side view. Good one, Val. It's all in the nose. You know what surprises me about having such a good sniffer? I always have, and I smoked for 40 years. Which they say
is pretty wild.
It is pretty wild. I'm not saying smoke.
We always say that it's amazing that Brad has such good hearing, because he was a truck driver for 30 odd years, and he said, you know, how many years he drove with the window down. And then, you know, running farm equipment, using a chainsaw, all of those things that should be damaging to his hearing. And he has very good hearing.
Mm. Well, Val, next question is, what is the strangest thing you carry in your purse? Strangest thing you carry in your purse. I hope it's a gun. Oh.
No. That's tough, because I hate carrying a purse so much that I have a teeny tiny one that just basically holds my wallet and a couple of things like that. If I had to come up with the strangest thing, I'd guess it'd be eye drops, but I really don't carry a lot in my purse, so that's hard for me.
So you carry a teeny tiny wallet instead of a purse?
Teeny tiny purse.
All right. Have I talked to you about tiny comb?
You know, it would fit perfect in my teeny tiny purse.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Still won't go through my hair, but I could at least carry it. Share it with others.
That's right. What did your husband, Brad, teach your kids that you wish he wouldn't have?
Gosh, that's tough.
It's like 101. Is it tough because it's 101? Or
I'm just trying to think of any annoying habits that he has that he passed on to the kids. I guess I don't know. I can't come up with anything.
Well, that's a bonus.
It is a bonus. Yeah.
All right. Well, it must be a good childhood and good parents. There you go. All right. Yeah. How about this last
one? Noticed that it is a recent development, and I'll give it 5 years or so, that Travis and Brad have this same really odd phrasing, especially when they're talking to each other, it's just the phrasing of the stuff they say to each other is really different, and they both do it to each other. It's the exact same phrasing. So yeah,
it's like they're
not annoying.
They're two the same, and it clashes or something. Their speech.
No, it does. It's just to me, I just find it interesting because it's so similar, and they do it more when they speak to each other.
That's like calling our family in North Dakota. I can't tell the difference between Randy or Clint or Chad. Or if one of them answers, mm-hmm. I would never know the difference who it was, because they all sound identical. Don't you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Did I have one more? Yes. Val, if you can replace your car horn with any sound, what would it be?
My car horn with any sound, what would it be? It would be a cackle, and then the witch is back.
All right. You know what mine would be, right?
Would it be something? Yeah, I was going to say Star Trek phasers.
Yeah, some lasers.
Yeah.
I shoot them as they run by.
That would be good. I want to see it.
All right. We've got one more thing for you as we wrap up today's show. Hang on.
Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves. It's time for Odd News with Scott and Val. The only segment brave enough to ask, who let this happen? And then read it out loud anyway. Proof that evolution is taking a coffee break in America. And one or two other places too. These are real stories involving real people who woke up that morning and chose chaos. If you're thinking, surely no one would actually do that, allow us to assure you, yes, yes they would, repeatedly. So settle in, lower your expectations, and remember, this isn't fiction. It's humanity, unsupervised, on Odd News with Scott and Val.
Val, we are totally loaded today with crazy stories and a special little news attack where the first part is true and the second part's a bad joke for Val since it's our home state.
All right. North Dakota has the most bars per person. I'll drink to that. And it's one of the only reasons I would go back to visit our family.
Because of the bars. So I remember when I turned 21. Or after I was 21 and I was back there and they did last call at midnight.
Really?
It was a midnight or a quarter to one. It was a quarter to one. So the bars there close at one instead of two.
So
I was like, oh man. Cause I'm partying with the nephews having a good time. I said, I don't want to go home. And I said, it's okay. You just go to the quickie window. And they have in the bars in North Dakota, as you're leaving the bar, there's a window like McDonald's, and you can order alcohol to go. Still today, I was totally, we got all these drunk people leaving a bar, grabbing bottles, and then a bunch of them in the alley where the parking was, were cracking them open. I was horrified. So there you go. Welcome to North
Probably
Dakota.
Not a designated driver in sight.
Yep. All right. To go along with that, according to a report, the skinniest state is Hawaii, but that's because you lose a lot of weight out swimming those sharks.
Researchers found that people are squeamish about touching a robot and what would be a private place on humans. The research was designed to help engineers decide where and where not to design the plug-in for the robot's recharging cord.
Not there. No, it's okay. Put it there. Researchers found that chewing raw broccoli, and it has to be raw, not cooked, releases a good chemical that inhibits the oxidizing enzymes in our body that damage DNA and potentially cause cancer. It also inhibits getting a date when you smile.
Is that broccoli stuck in your tooth? There's evidence that dinosaurs performed mating dances. Scientists think the dances may have been the cause of their extinction. They died of embarrassment.
It's the same reason I die at the club. My little arms.
Oh, I've seen you dancing on the radio.
Oh, yeah. I got the moves. According to a study, women who move their bodies frequently while talking with men are trying to get their attention. One sign a woman is not interested in a guy, when you approach her, she turns and talks to her friends, even though they're make-believe.
I thought she froze like a statue.
Yeah, I don't think she's interested. All right, we wrap this up with our wacky but true stories. We don't add anything to these but music. All right, I think how many do we? I wrote 7-8 songs again, so get ready. Juicy ones. Here we go. Val's up. First song, wacky but true.
All right. Police in Florida were searching for a suspect who fled on foot after a minor incident, only to find him attempting what can generously be called strategic hiding. Officers say the man ran into a nearby neighborhood and chose a random backyard shed to conceal himself. Unfortunately, the homeowner was inside at the time and noticed the door slowly creaking open. Instead of calling it quits, the suspect reportedly tried to blend in by standing completely still inside the shed while the homeowner stared directly at him. Police arrived shortly after and took him into custody without incident. Authorities say the suspect is now facing charges and a lifetime ban from playing hide and seek.
I'm invisible.
He ran you from the cops like a budget action flick. Ducked in a shed like, yeah, this'll do the trick. Homeowner staring like, sir, can I help? Man froze solid like a weird garden elf. Hide and seek champion, worst in the state. Pick the one shed with the owner away. Hands at his sides like he's part of the scene. But you're not invisible, you're just completely seen.
All right, your authorities in the UK say a man taking his driving test made an unusual attempt to improve his odds of passing. Examiners noticed that the key answers and reminders had been written directly onto parts of the vehicle's dashboard. Yes, clearly visible to the driver during the test. The notes included basic rules like speed limits and road signs, which raised immediate concerns about overall preparedness. The test was quickly terminated, and the man was told he would need to retake it without turning his car into a chalkboard. Officials say studying is a courage, just preferably somewhere other than the windshield. Reading and driving never mix.
Never.
But, you know, that could be a way to remember it.
There you go.
So, well, I don't understand why they had to stop it.
Pulled up to the test with confidence high. Dashboard screaming answers like a desperate guy. Speed limit 30 written bold and loud. Man turned his Honda into a classroom for clowns. Drive-by cheat sheet written in plain sight. If you need notes, you ain't driving tonight. When your windshield's yelling, turn left here. Maybe take the bus for another 10 years.
Probably.
At least. Oh, a fire crews in Ohio responded to a call involving a woman who became trapped in a chimney under circumstances that were both alarming and extremely avoidable. According to responders, the woman had dropped her phone into the chimney and decided the best course of action was to climb in after it. She became stuck partway down and had to call for help, ironically using a second phone. Firefighters safely removed her after partially dismantling the chimney structure. Officials say the phone was recovered and she immediately dropped it and broke the screen.
I just added that at the end. I call this one Chimney Mimini.
Dropped the phone down a dark brick hole. Said I'll just grab it, yeah, the goal. Halfway down, now she's stuck like glue. Regretting life and a tiny IQ. Call for help on phone number 2. Firemen showed up like, ma'am, what did you do? Bad decisions in a vertical tube. Climbed in a chimney like Winnie the Pooh. Phone recovered, dignity gone. So we wrote this song.
I don't know. I think that needs to be 4 minutes.
I think so.
In Spain, police pursued a suspect through a busy tourist area, and they say the man attempted a creative escape strategy. Officials report the suspect suddenly slowed down, grabbed a brochure, and blended into a guided walking tour as if he'd been there the whole time. I like this. Witnesses say even nodded along as the guide explained local history, attempting to appear engaged while he was struggling to catch his breath. The disguise worked for approximately 30 seconds. Then officers calmly walked into the group and escorted him away. We say the suspect now in custody and has finally completed a guided tour of the justice system.
Oh.
Running from cops through a crowded square. Snagged a brochure like, I belong here. Nodding at history, he don't understand. Ah, yes, the building. Very building-ish, man. Tour guide talking, he's catching his breath. Cops walk up like, nice try, now left. Tourist mode activated, blending in bad. Clapping at backs, he don't even have 30 whole seconds, he almost got free. So much for your vacation strategy.
Nigel said he had to have a song.
Well, yeah, I noticed that was Nigel singing that one. So good job, Nigel.
All right, off to Canada. Sorry.
Authorities in Canada responded to a report of a stolen vehicle that quickly turned into a lesson in memory. The man told dispatchers his car had been taken from outside his home overnight, prompting officers to begin an investigation. After reviewing nearby footage and asking a few questions, police determined the man had simply parked his car several streets away and forgotten where he left it. The vehicle was located undamaged, exactly where he had unknowingly abandoned it. Police say the case is closed and recommended parking in front of your own house from now on, dude.
I don't know if you've got the whole picture or not, but he's not exactly working on all thrusters.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
All right, today, Val, we both get kicker stories. You know, where you save the best story for last.
Ooh, we both get one?
We both get one. All right, I think it's my turn. Yes? Residents in a neighborhood in California were left puzzled when a car horn began blaring continuously in the early morning hours. When authorities arrived, they discovered the source. A dog left inside of a vehicle was stepping on the horn and continued to trigger it repeatedly. Attempts to calm, this is in the middle of the night. Attempts to calm the dog from outside were unsuccessful, as it appeared to believe it was performing an important task.
Letting his owners know they left him.
The owner eventually returned and resolved the situation, apologizing to neighbors who had been awake for the entire performance. Officials say the dog is fine and is now pursuing a career in music.
He plays the horn.
Yes. And the title on this song, the aptly named song, is Horn Dog.
AM concert, nobody booked. Neighborhood raging, everybody shook. Car horn screaming like it's got a soul. Turns out the driver is a Labrador. On a horn like he's saving the day. Whole block hostage to a canine DJ. Horn dog blessing the street. Dropping that beat on a non-stop beat. No off switch, no sense of shame. Dog just lost his noise complaint fame. Hey, horn dog, play a song for me.
That's a pretty good song. Just gotta say.
Oh, yes. Now I get the next one.
You do.
At a community event in Ireland, organizers attempted to break a local record for the largest gathering of people dressed in as historical figures. Participants arrived in full costume, ready to be counted and documented for the attempt. However, one participant dressed as a medieval knight reportedly wandered off during the counting process, got distracted by a food stand, and forgot to return. Because official rules require an exact head count, the missing knight caused the entire attempt to fall short of the record. Organizers say the man later returned, still in costume, asking if he had missed anything. Officials say the record attempt failed because of one single knight's side quest.
Oh, that's so embarrassing.
Muscle outfit, ready for glory. Part of a record, part of the story. Then he saw snacks and abandoned the plan. Turkey leg calling, like forget those fans. They counted heads, came up one short. Sirloin wandered off for food court sport.
A hungry knight without a quest.
Armor on, brain on vacation at best. Missed the record for a bite and a chew. Camelot's finest said, wait! What I do?
A hungry knight without a quest.
Armor on, brain on vacation at best.
A hungry knight without a quest.
Armor on,
brain on vacation at best.
I think I need to make that one into an entire mini movie.
So here's my problem, just because as you were talking about how we both got, you know, a funny closing story, for some reason, I was thinking that mine involved a dog as well. So I kept waiting for the punchline to be something about a dog.
But I didn't say that, Val.
I know you didn't say that. That's what happens when you assume.
Oh, you wanted the dog story. I get it. I get it.
No, I just thought my story was about a dog as well. And I don't know why that was my thought. So I kept waiting to hear that it was a dog dressed as a knight. I don't know.
Oh, I got something.
You mean you can see into my mind?
Yes.
And?
It amazes me how you manage to live in anything that small.
Exactly. And teeny that, tiny.
And that's your odd news for Tuesday. All right. We want to thank everyone for tuning in. I want to thank, if anybody happens to be listening that caught our April Fool's short, we got 8 new listeners or 8 new followers off that short, which is pretty cool. And tons, like 2,000 spins. So thanks very much on that. If you want to catch up on past shows, see some of our segments, see some of our shorts, cutouts, the guys' solo programs, you can catch those on Instagram, YouTube shorts, right here on Facebook. We've also got audio versions of our programs on iHeart, Alexa, Amazon, and YouTube podcasts as well. So kind of everywhere. And we cut that stuff up. So if you just want to, like, if you want to go catch the special song I did today.
Tiny Cole. Tiny Cole. Tiny Cole.
For all your hair, you just can't bear. Put a tiny comb in your underwear.
Tiny comb for me. Tiny comb for you.
Tiny comb.
It for women too.
It's so small.
So small. All right. So you can see that full commercial online too, right, Val?
Yeah, I think it's our new sponsor.
Yeah, we're kind of dumb. All right. We are America's only brother and sister podcast and radio show. There you go. Thank you for tuning in. Any closing words, Val?
Oh, goodness. You know, I would just like to say that, as always, it's been a pleasure, brother. I look forward to our Tuesdays and our chance to chat and be silly together, just like when we were kids.
It is. It's always a blast. And we always dreamed about being in space. So there you go. All right. Have a great day.
Set back, everything will be okay. Two new heroes to face the day. And I'll throw all your fears away.
Self-destruct in 20 seconds. This is your last chance to push the cancellation button.
Engage.
Don't forget, catch Scott and Val here every Tuesday morning at 7:20. I hate this job. It's